It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and of course on the 77 WABC app. Thank you, New York. The Nielsen ratings has us consistently in the top 10 in New York AM radio at the 10 o'clock hour. Thank you. This show, Mind Your Business on the legendary 77 WABC, is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are in your mind. We discuss such a wide range of professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, leadership, real estate, strategic planning, communications, financial planning, marketing and advertising, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Of course, this show is following the fantastic conference that took place this past Monday, June 18th, at Montclair State University. We'll be talking about that. And our guest this evening is going to be none other than Stephen Shapiro. He was the closing keynote speaker, NSA Hall of Famer, author of 5 books. We're going to talk more about that soon and talk with him in just a bit. First, we want to open with some thank you. Special thank you to the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group who plays such an important support role. Eliana, Hoodie, Dina, Miriam, Rena, Srilly. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. And also, I want to give special mention and a shout-out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. Mishpacha Magazine, the monthly Take 5 column, C-Suite TV, C-Suite Radio, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes, YouTube, and all episodes are available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, before we get to our incredible guest, Stephen Shapiro, who again was the closing keynote speaker at the Winning Edge Conference, I have over here Eliana Schwartz, who was the event coordinator for this really special event that took place this past Monday night. I want to just do a little recap of the event. So, Eliana, welcome here to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, good. Let's get close to the mic. That's So, the event, again, Monday, June 18th, Montclair State University. I just want to share some testimonials that came in. This is from Penny Ackerman of Paid. He wrote, kudos again to Yitzhak Saflis and Bottom Line Marketing Group for an amazing event. Really insightful and empowering stuff. Thank you, Penny. Here's another one from Joel Whitehouse. Yitzhak, the event yesterday was truly amazing. The diverse personalities, ideas, and opinions was something so unique. Mr. Friedman Sr. was so on target with every one of his remarks, thinking of adopting a grandpa. Ellie Rowe, my type of guy. I'm so excited to hit my desk this morning and start putting their advice into motion. Keep up the great work and sign me up for your next event. So yes, folks, there is going to be Be'ezrat Hashem, as they say, a Winning Edge 2019. The date has not been picked, and we probably are not going to do it on a Monday. That I can tell you. I know that Monday was very challenging for many people. Many people wanted to come. They said, oh, Monday is just too hard. Remember, these type of events are fantastic because they take you out of your space, put you in a new space, and get your mind thinking about opportunities that you just can't see when you're just sitting at your desk all day long. We're not saying a person should leave their desk. Of course, they need to keep their eye on the ball. But there has to be time that's set aside for vision, for thinking innovation, which, of course, we're going to talk with Steve Shapiro about, but how to get out of their box, literally, and we'll talk with Stephen about that too, and how to get to a new frame in order to grow the business. So I'm here again with Eliana Schwartz. We're just going to go through the day. The opening was Jeffrey Hazlett, a friend of mine, the chairman of the C-Suite Network. He opened up and really got everyone going, got the juices cooking, if you will. He talked about his experience at Kodak and some of the challenges that they faced and what we could learn from their demise. You know, that's important to hear from someone who was there at the time when there was turmoil and how to, you know, what lessons could be learned from it. Jeffrey spoke about that. Then we had a session called Rapid Fire. Very interesting. We had Saul Friedman and Michael Langer, Moishe Katz, Bradley Nash, Michael McIntyre, and myself. And we each gave a 2-minute synopsis of what our strength is and what our presentations are going to be about. During the breakout sessions, there was Saul Friedman, Simeon Friedman, Michael McIntyre, and they talked about the new tax laws, partnership agreements, and maximizing your banking relationship. Of course, Michael McIntyre is the U.S. head of retail banking at HSBC. He is a very distinguished individual, someone that's a very personable person. I'm a friend of his, and you know, and really of everyone on the panel. But that was their presentation. We move along to Bradley Nash and Solomon Klein. I'm glad I met them through the Friedmans. Thank you. They spoke about law and the entrepreneur, legal challenges and opportunities on the path to success. We then move along to the panel, lowering the cost of employer-sponsored health care. Ellie Rowe, Farooz Denishgari, and Moshe Katz. That is a fascinating conversation. In fact, we spoke with Moshe Katz, I believe it was 2 or 3 weeks ago here on these airwaves. You could listen to that show by going to mybradio.com. That's mybradio.com. Then we had another session, another group of breakout sessions. Alan Fagan, the Cardinal Rules for Effective Leadership. He is the executive vice president at the Orthodox Union. I mean, all the presentations were fantastic, but people would not leave the room where Alan was speaking. He spoke, and the people just couldn't have enough of it. And a special, again, thank you to Alan Fagan and, of course, to all the presenters. Hey, I got to let Eliana get in a word edgewise here. I apologize. Let's talk about Michael Langer's presentation.
Yeah, so Michael Langer spoke about your crazy words that can assure you that you're on the right path. He basically is, he talked about Culliver's Gate and how he's the founder of it. And he gave like examples about how he really didn't think that it was going to come through, but he pushed hard even though people told him that he wasn't going to make it. And now it's like a multi-million business and he's really having a lot of success from it.
I mean, that's the coolest place.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's just one cool place. 50,000 square feet in Midtown Manhattan. Wow. Folks, check it out. I'm sure many of you have already been there. And I understand it pays to go back again and again. There were many people. In fact, we had Michael on the show last week who talked about a person who came the first day it opened, and he recognized the person the second day. The same person was back. He said, you know, weren't you here before? Yeah, I was, but it's so fantastic. I just came back. So, okay, moving along, I also gave a session on marketing. Then we moved to the afternoon. The brass tax panel. Eliana, maybe you could describe that.
Yeah, so we had a brass tax panel, which each presenter gave tips from the top about innovation, leadership, financial matters. We heard from Saul Friedman, Simeon Friedman, Michael Langer, Solomon Klein, David Simkowitz, Ellie Rowe, Michael McIntyre, Yitzhak Safos, and Farooz Denishgari. Everyone just spoke about their personal business and how they got to where they are and how successful they were, and gave tips that each person could effectively like put into their own business to really make themselves the best that they could be.
Yeah, and it was very interesting because there were questions and answers that really, I wouldn't say caught the presenters off guard, but that they were, rather that the presenters were qualified in addressing those questions. So really, there were a variety of questions. Of course, it was moderated by the MC of the day, Josh Nass. A very special thank you to Josh Nass, who chaired the entire conference, and he was the moderator for that panel. We then move to the closing keynote, and of course he's going to be on the show in a couple of minutes. Perhaps you could discuss it. Stephen Shapiro.
Yes, Stephen Shapiro spoke about innovation since he is the top expert in that, and about different companies and how they fail to innovate, and how you and your own company could be the best you could possibly be by innovating in the effective way. And he gave like different examples, which he'll speak about in his interview.
And a special thank you to Mrs. Eliana Schwartz. You know, the event was really special from everything to food, the location. A special shout out to Montclair State University. They were fantastic. The breakout rooms, and even though it's a large campus, but somehow it all worked out. Everyone found where to go, and everything went off without a hitch. We ran also completely on time. We started exactly, I mean, we talk about registration and breakfast was 8 to 9. And we said that, you know, we would wrap up by 4:45. Stephen Shapiro finished at 4:45 on the nose. I mean, we really ran a tight program. So we look forward to having you join next year at the Winning Edge Conference, but we don't have the date yet. But stay tuned. We will keep you updated. Well, right after the break, we'll be back with Stephen Shapiro, the innovation instigator. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. That's why we're here to ease your collection headaches and maximize returns. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Gain peace of mind knowing experienced collection professionals are helping you get your money back into your account in the shortest amount of time. Call 917-400-3253 for a free consultation. Let our team of attentive collection specialists recover your money for you so you can focus on growing your business. To get back your hard-earned money, call 917-400-3253. 917-400-3253. Or visit GinnyDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business. This is a following the great experience we just had this past week, this past Monday, June 18th, the Winning Edge Conference. We had an amazing lineup, and I do have the honor of having Stephen Shapiro with me on the show for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will cover the topic of innovation. That's really Stephen's, I don't know if it's fair to say sweet spot, but that's his particular niche, and that's what he really aces, and that's what he did at the conference and for the roughly 160, 170 people that were there. And thank you to all those. And with us in studio is none other than Stephen Shapiro. Some background about our very distinguished guest. Stephen speaks all over the world. I believe he's been to over 50 different countries speaking on the topic of innovation. He's an NSA Hall of Famer, the National Speaker Association, out of over 53,000 speakers. There are only 237 people in the Hall of Fame. Every year they induct only five people out of 53,000, and Stephen is one of them. Stephen has written five books to date on innovation, and tonight we're going to talk about his book, Personality Poker. You got to hear this, folks. What exactly is the personality poker game and why your company needs to understand this? How to enhance your employees' performance, which affects every company, and why personality is the key to success. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome, Stephen Shapiro. Stephen, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
It is my pleasure. So excited.
Well, thank you. Coming off the presentation, and you know, when people asked, how would I describe it in one word? So I said, I need two. Thought-provoking. That's the way I, because You know, I loved when you talked about reframing the question. You know, I'll give you a simple example. Many times people had, call me up for advice on what career they should go into. And it's a very vague question. What career should I go into? And I find myself just like not being able to answer the question. And I've actually then come back, but I had the epiphany as when you spoke and made it so clear, I realized I have to just turn it back to them and say, okay, figure out what you excel at, what you enjoy, and then come back, package the question in a much more focused way, as opposed to what industry should I go into? How am I supposed to answer that question? But if you say, well, I took courses for this, I have a BA in that, and whatever it is, then I could perhaps say, you know what, maybe you're good for A, B, or C, or take one of these, tests or whatever in order to figure it out. But just to have a question so open-ended is not something that even leads to a good conversation. Maybe I could even just open with that, about the importance of reframing and asking a good focused question.
Yeah. So as human beings, we have two default ways that we ask questions. One is they're really big, broad, and abstract, like what career should I go into? What kind of job should I take? Or sometimes they're so specific that there's no possible range of solutions. I mean, it's basically a solution masquerading as a question. Right. So those are the two ways we typically ask questions, and we need to just get better at not doing either of those. And in the process of that, what happens is when you reframe questions, the funny thing is, if you're struggling to solve a problem, sometimes just changing the question, the solution will become apparent. So it will not only just give you different solutions, it may help you find solutions in faster ways.
Now I want to go to your book, Personality Poker. One second. That's a book. That's a game. Explain it to me.
It's a book. It's a game. It's whatever. I mean, we actually sell the cards, which is the main thing that we do. The book, we published it for a little while, but when people buy the starter kit, they get the book as part of that. It's more of like an instruction manual than anything else.
Now, we've heard the expression, opposites attract. Is that true?
The reality is opposites detract. So there's a lot of scientific evidence that shows that birds of a feather like to flock together.
Okay.
And the reason for that is a survival mechanism. When we are with people who are similar to us, there feels like there's safety. We understand each other. We have common language. We have common beliefs. Things get done. So when there's commonality, there's efficiency. And that feels safe. The problem is for innovation, it might move us in the wrong direction, because if we're focused on commonality, then we don't get the diversity and divergent thinking necessary to move a business in a different direction.
So when it comes to growing a business, what's the downside?
I always find it interesting. The word culture, which is what we use a lot in companies, is related to the word cult. And you think about cults. I mean, the whole point of a cult is to not think. Because everybody thinks the same way, acts the same way, talks the same way. In companies, we use the same three-letter acronyms. You know, so this is what we are taught to do inside of companies, is to create cultures. And that's not necessarily bad, but if the world around you is changing, which I promise you it is, then you can't keep on driving the past into the future. And so we need to bring new perspectives, divergent perspectives together in a powerful way to drive change, because we need different ways of thinking and different skills in order to drive innovation.
Now, I know you developed something called Personality Poker. You just mentioned it. It's a game. It's a book. As a way of addressing chronic sameness, within organizations. Now, you touched on it because of culture and cult, but perhaps you could describe this chronic sameness.
So if you look at the people that most companies hire, they hire people who fit the mold.
Right.
And I always say that if you only hire people who fit the mold, the company will eventually grow mold. So what happens is we keep on, again, it's we're wired to perpetuate the past. And by hiring people who fit the mold means we're perpetuating those past beliefs. And then also to compound it, when you look at performance management systems, they tend to reward particular behavioral attributes to the exclusion of others. What that means is not only are you having a tough time attracting certain people because you're only looking to hire people who fit the mold, the people who don't fit the mold that somehow get in, you're not doing anything to retain them because they don't feel like they're part of a home. And so we, inside of organizations, they're designed from start to begin, you know, start to end, to repeat what they've always done. And that is the death, you know, the death for any company is when your past success drives you into the future.
Now, if I could just ask, on the flip side, if I may, just to play devil's advocate, is it important for a company to have processes in place? Or would you say that that kills innovation?
Oh, I'm a huge process fan.
You are. So how would you explain that?
Well, without processes, you don't have efficiency. It's the question of the level of the process. So I'm a sax player, jazz sax player. And I remember I used to give speeches. I don't do it anymore, but I used to give speeches where I'd have some classical music played. Oh. So classical music is a process. It's, it's an orchestrated, repeatable, predictable process with no variation. So I remember this one event I did. We hired a jazz band, and I did not talk to the jazz band before the event. They were hired for the event, but I didn't talk to them. And in the middle of my speech, I had them come out, and they had no idea what they're going to do. I said, okay, 12 bar B-flat blues, I'm going to count it off. And I just started counting it off. And we played for about 10 minutes, just going back and forth. So that's still a process.
Right.
It's a process that we each understood. We could collaborate, but we could also innovate and improvise. And that's the key, is having processes that allow you flexibility, not rigidity.
My guest is none other than Stephen Shapiro, NSA Hall of Famer. He speaks around the world on innovation. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Elytra Health. Well, above all.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yisroch Saftlis. And with me is none other than Stephen Shapiro, NSA Hall of Fame speaker, author of five books, and he specifically hones in on the topic of innovation. He's been addressing audiences for decades on the subject. He is the go-to person on the subject, and we really appreciate that he attended and presented at the Winning Edge Conference this past Monday. Thank you, Stephen.
It was my pleasure.
What a treat. What a treat. Now, also, during the break, he mentioned a very, very gracious offer. One lucky listener is going to win the Personality Poker Starter Kit. That's a $200 value. First, let me tell you how you can enter, and then I'll actually ask Stephen to talk about what's included in that kit. The way to enter and the way to possibly win, it's going to one lucky listener, is send over the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win the Personality Poker Starter Kit. Stephen, what's inside this kit?
Yeah, and to be clear, some people say something's a $200 value. This is a product we actually sell for $200. We never discount it. So wow. This is really, it includes 5 decks of the Personality Poker cards, which are specially designed poker cards that help you play the game. It includes a 300-page ebook, if you want to get that detail, but it also has a half dozen different videos on how to play the game. There's a full-length video of me delivering a Personality Poker session. There are PowerPoint slides that you can use so you can get up and running in a matter of minutes. And I guarantee you, if you've done personality tests, This is going to blow your mind because it's something completely different than any other test out there, because it's not a test. It's a game. It's a system that is just unbelievably fun.
Now, for those that, it's only going to one winner. For those that didn't win, how can they buy it?
Personalitypoker.com.
Personalitypoker.com. Wild. Now, let's talk about how this applies. Oh, by the way, again, in order to enter this giveaway for the one lucky listener who's going to win it, just text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. Otherwise, visit personalitypoker.com and buy your copy. Although companies use this form for team building, it was specifically developed for creating high-performance innovation teams. Again, this Personality Poker game. Maybe explain how that all works with, you're creating a game, but yet it's to challenge people on how to innovate. How did that all happen?
So, we talked a little bit earlier about how the question is so important.
Yes.
So the first step of the innovation process is asking better questions, is defining the challenge.
Yes.
And there are some people who are very skilled at defining challenges. They're people who are good at data, numbers, demographics, statistics, whatever it might be, they have the information to make sure we're solving the right problems the right way. Mm-hmm. So that is one step of the innovation process, which links to one of the suits in the deck of cards. Okay. When we have another step, which is about finding solutions. It's about generating solutions, developing breakthrough solutions. This is a separate group of people who think differently because they're all about connectiveness. How do I, connect to different solutions? How do we become more creative? There's other people who are really good at the implementation. They're good at planning the work and working the plan. And then there's others who are really good about engaging the hearts and minds of people of the innovation process. And the problem is, one of two things typically happens in organizations. The first one is you aren't playing with a full deck.
Wait, that has multiple connotations,
In this case, it means your team has too many people of one or two suits, but you're missing suits. And so once you start understanding what's missing, you get to see what your blind spots are, and that's going to impact the way that you innovate. The second issue is, even if you do have all the different styles together, coming back to process. Process is important. How people communicate and collaborate is critical. If you take a group of diverse people and put them together and say, solve a problem, they will always be less effective, less efficient than a team of people who think the same way. But if you want the breakthrough solutions, you need a group of people who think differently, and they have to have an appreciation for how each person contributes and have a process for being able to then figure out how do we bring our best skills to the table.
Now, this past Monday at the conference, you talked about how a team of doctors and a team of I guess, specialist at pipes and well, what was that about? Maybe you could describe that.
Yeah, so there's a group called Pumps and Pipes. Okay. It's out of Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. And it's a group of cardiologists from one of the universities there who get together with people from the gas pipeline industry. So people who, you know, move, you know, gas and oil and things like that through pipelines. And what they share, what they know about the transmission of fluid through a tube. So they're not randomly put together. They're purposefully put together. And it's a really fascinating way. Now, that's diversity of discipline. So that's diversity of experience. And with personality poker, we're looking at a different form of diversity, which is the diversity of thought, diversity of personality. And we need both. Because if we just go for one over the other, then you still don't have innovation. So we need all of that.
Now, getting back to personality poker, and by the way, I want to remind the listeners, Stephen is being very gracious, this $200 game, which the value is far more than $200 because it will push you out of the box, and again, we talked about that, about the box, but this this starter kit, which is a $200 value, can be yours. It's going to one lucky listener. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, MYB to 64600, and this game, which will challenge your business on how to innovate, will be yours. Again, it's going to one lucky listener. Otherwise, visit personalitypoker.com to order that game. Well, inside the game, again, once people have their five, you know, their five cards with the best words and gifted cards, how do you interpret the result?
Yeah, so let's first talk about how the cards are constructed.
Sure.
So imagine a deck of poker cards that have suits, colors, and numbers like a regular deck of cards.
Okay.
In addition, there are words that describe particular behavioral attributes like being analytical, creative, organized, empathetic. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we shuffle the cards, we deal out five cards to everybody, and then people trade cards. And the goal is to get five cards where the words best describe how you see yourself. Mm-hmm. We can do a second round of trading where you can also gift cards. So you get to not only see how do you see yourself, but how do others perceive you? And that's really fascinating. So once you have five cards in your hand that you selected that describe, based on the words, how you see yourself, we go through the process of interpreting. And everybody will have a primary suit. That is the suit that is most like them. And that describes what step of the innovation process that they contribute to. It talks about what their personality is. But the interesting part mm-hmm. is actually something a little different. If you have five cards in your hand, based on all of our studies, 95% of the people will be missing a suit from their hand. So they might have spades, diamonds, and hearts, but no clubs.
Okay.
That's my hand. What that tells you, and the important thing is that if I don't have clubs in my hand, when I start a business, when I start a team, the first person I want to bring onto my team is going to be a club. Whatever suits I don't have in my hand represent what I need from someone else. Now, the suits, the colors, and the numbers all have meaning.
Okay.
We've only talked about the suits, but that's the general idea. And so it's really important for people to understand not who they are, but who they are not. Because when you understand who you aren't, then you get to understand the opportunity for partnering.
So actually, so the goal is to determine your personality? Is that, to clarify who you are and what your strength is?
It is. It's to identify your personality.
Okay.
And again, more importantly, to identify your blind spots. So like one of the things which I always say is, keep in mind that because opposites don't attract, we want to surround ourselves with people who are similar to us. So people who are different than us, we can find a little annoying. I'll give you, like for me, I fall into the sort of that creative category. I love new ideas. I love novelty. Not necessarily as great at implementation. And so people who are, program managers who are like very OCD or whatever mm-hmm. it might be with plans, and I find them very restrictive. The people who are like that, I find annoying. So the point is that the person you like the least is often the person you need the most. Because the person who annoys you is probably the person who's in your blind spot, and you don't know that you need them. And that's really one of the things which you're able to discover through this process is to really understand what your blind spots are.
You know, it's such great advice because you speak all around the world about innovation, specifically for audience, I mean, primarily for audiences that are of business nature. But you're actually touching at the core of how we're wired as humans. It's really a fantastic point that you raise. You know, even if a husband and wife are going at it, you know, it's very possible that there's some great benefit that's being exposed, and that's what's frustrating you. But you really, hey, you know, just hit the reset button. There's some value there that you're just not at. You're putting the emotion in the way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you think about like any human relationship, romantic, business, it doesn't matter. The areas where we typically have the biggest complaints about somebody is where they aren't like us. Now, if you can step back and say, I need to have a deep appreciation, doesn't mean I want to become that.
Right.
But if I can have an appreciation for what that other person brings to the table and why I really need them on my team, in my life, whatever it is, then you've got a great starting point. But it is about appreciating the differences rather than fighting the differences.
Fantastic point. Before we go to a commercial break, I want to remind the listeners, one lucky listener is going to win the personality poker game, well, the starter kit. It's a you can go buy it. You should go buy it. It's $200. You can go to personalitypoker.com. But one lucky listener is going to win it. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600, MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win the personality poker starter kit. Good luck. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yisroch Saftless right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. And, of course, on the 77 WABC app. My guest this evening is none other than Stephen Shapiro, NSA Hall of Famer, author of 5 books, all on the topic of innovation. He addressed the conference this past Monday. Thank you again for that. The Winning Edge at Montclair State University. And he gave the closing keynote, all on the topic of innovation. There's no question that even here internally, we were able, there was a conversation that I had here at Bottom Line with my team that I reframed the question and the conversation went totally north. I got to admit it. It was, as you said it on the stage about reframing the question, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm sure many people have told you that, Stephen, like, you know, certain challenges that we haven't been able to conquer. And then just after your presentation, you know, like, wow, I've been grinding because I'm not getting, but you know what? If I just change the question, suddenly a whole new world opened up. I was like, Stephen, thank you.
Yeah. Well, and you, to me, that is, if there's one superpower people should have, the superpower is to ask better questions. That's it. That's
amazing. Amazing. Now, you talked about the colors before when we talked about the deck, but how does this relate to the left-brained, you know, people in the audience, the right brain people in the audience? Perhaps we could even take a step back. Explain what that means when people talk about, yeah, they're a left brain guy or a right brain guy.
Yeah. So, you know, interestingly, we use the expression left brain and right brain, but that's really truly a myth. I mean, it's not like, no matter whether you're right brain or left brain, according to people, you have a perfectly whole functioning brain.
Right.
So that's right. But you know, they're what it really to me is shorthand for the way we look at things. So if you're left-brained, you tend to be a little more analytical, a little more process-oriented potentially. And in personality poker, those are the black cards.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the red cards are more relational in nature. So the first one's more about results. The second one, the right-brained, is more about relations. It's about connections. It's about connections to ideas, connections to experiences, connections to people. So it's about connecting the dots, which is sort of a different way of looking at the world. And what we need to understand is that we have different people with different thinking styles,
mm-hmm.
right-brained, left-brained, black right. or red or whatever right. you want to call it. And when we can uncover that in itself, it gives us some new insights into how to create teams.
So someone who's a right-brained type of individual, a left-brain, you are playing with a full deck.
Yes.
So that, you know, coming back to your opener in the conversation this evening. So either way, you're playing with a full deck. However, you have certain strengths. Again, you're more analytical if you're from the left-brained strength personality, whereas right-brained is, I guess, more emotional, creative, etc. So I guess my question is, can innovation come from both groups?
Oh, boy, I got to tell you.
Did I put you on the spot?
That is a great question.
Okay,
thank you. In fact, that gets at, to me, one of the biggest issues that I see in companies.
Wow.
Is that we collapse creativity and innovation. We think they're the same thing. Now, creativity comes from typically the diamonds, those creative people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about innovation is an end-to-end process that starts with an issue, problem, challenge, or opportunity, and ends with the creation of value. So if you think about what we talked about, if that's the case, if it starts with an issue, problem, challenge, or opportunity, and those are the analytical people because they have all the data, we need the spades to be part of the process. And then when it talks about and produces results, an end-to-end process that starts and ends with the creation of value, well, it's the clubs who are creating value. So we almost always think that the red cards are the key to innovation, but I actually think it's getting the black cards, those analytical and goal-oriented people, in the right roles, in the right way, and maximizing the value that they can produce so that then the red cards can be creative inside of a better box.
You know, this last week, what was it? Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I was by a C-suite conference, and a special shout-out to Jeffrey Hazlett, who was the facilitator in getting us together. And, of course, a shout-out to our good buddy Shep Hyken. We just had him on about his new book, Be Amazing or Go Home. So at the conference, he had a CEO from a wine company who talked about that they needed to get traffic to the aisle where they were putting product of that company. And because they were a new product, they put them all the way in the back and on the lowest shelf. And they challenged the team to come up with ideas. And he said it was, I believe it was the receptionist who came in with a fantastic idea of putting footprints on the floor and this, you know, to get people to go there. And he said it did not come from the creative team, although, like you mentioned, most great ideas come from the creative team. But in that case, it came from someone who was technically in a different box. They were not wired to think of the creative solution, but they did. So you find that to be the case in many companies?
Yeah, and to be clear, everybody is able to contribute to the creative process.
Right.
Everybody can. And we should be able to tap into everybody. It really comes down to the type of innovation. So what we see is typically black cards, when they will come up with new ideas, tend to be more incremental in nature.
Okay.
The red cards might be more radical in nature.
Yeah.
And neither is necessarily better. We need both. Because if you're always, you know, shooting for the bleachers every single time, you're going to strike out a lot.
Right. Right.
So we need the singles, we need the doubles, and we need, you know, the cleanup who's going to do the grand slam when you can. And if you only have black cards, you only have singles. But if you only have red cards, you might only have people shooting for home runs and go nowhere.
My guest is Stephen Shapiro, NSA Hall of Famer and the author of 5 books. Personality Poker is one of them. And one lucky listener is going to win the starter kit. It's a $200 value. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. MYB to 64600. And one lucky listener is going to win this $200 Personality Poker starter kit. Good luck. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. During the break, Stephen mentioned to me about the personality poker game. Now, of course, one lucky listener is going to win the full $200 starter kit. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win the personality poker starter kit. But, Stephen, you mentioned to me online, someone can try this game and there's no fee, or what is that about?
Yeah, so if you go to personalitypokergame.com, it looks like a Las Vegas slot machine.
Okay.
And so you go there, you spin the wheels, but there's 52 cards in each of the wheels, and you hold the cards that best describe how you see yourself, keep on spinning, till you get 5 cards with words that describe you. you know, push the button and it will give you a printout of your personality.
Very cool.
Now, it's not the same as the cards, because the cards are about conversation, sharing conversation, sharing cards with people that know you, so you learn a lot. But it's a great way to just get a sense of how it operates.
So now, moving over to the business side of it, how can people bring personality poker, quote unquote, to their organization?
So you've got the personality poker game, which is the free and easy way you can save your hand and share it with others. You can go to Personality Poker and buy the poker cards. Or if you're really inclined and want to do it right, you can always bring me in to run a session. So there's a lot of different ways. I think the key with all of this is just to recognize that, look, you can do it with cards. You can just think about it, though. So like, if you just start recognizing that the way we relate to people has to be the way they want to be related to, and understand that when, just take a look if you're at your company, what do you promote? What do you recognize? What do you reward? And what aren't you recognizing and rewarding? And when you start to look at those, you'll start getting a sense of your culture, your personality for your organization. So the cards are useful, but you can do a lot. I mean, the whole point of this is you can do this on your own without a deck of cards.
Stephen, I can't thank you enough for joining me here on Mind Your Business. What final takeaways would you care to share on the subject of innovation with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Well, let me just talk about personality poker, just wrap that up, because there's really four key lessons there. One is each person needs to play to their strong suit. Don't look at the areas that aren't you as areas that you should start developing. Those are areas where you should start collaborating. So that's the first thing. Play to your strong suit. Second one, we said, play with a full deck. Make sure you got a team. The next thing is you want to deal out the work. If everybody's doing everything, you're not ever going to be efficient. So coming back to your question on process, you need a process that you use, and there's a four-step process for innovation. And each person should be playing in the process that is best for them. But also, as some of your examples showed, sometimes you need to shuffle the deck. You don't want people necessarily always to be in, I'm a spade, therefore I should be asking questions. I'm a spade, I should be finding solutions, or I should be doing something different. So mix things up from time to time. The key is appreciation. If we have a deep appreciation for what each person brings to the table, even if they drive us crazy, we will always be better off.
And but yet at the same time, they should, a person is encouraged to stay within their area of strength.
Absolutely. You're not, the goal is not to become better at something that's not you.
And yet at the same time, appreciate those around you that do bring that strength that's your weakness.
Exactly. So the key to innovation in many cases is collaboration. And collaboration means it's not just you, it's people who help complement you. And I mean complement with an E, not with an I, like you got great hair. So I think that's really the key, is find people who complement you, and then you have a winning hand.
Stephen, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
It was my pleasure.
Special thank you to Stephen, first of all, for the conference itself, for the closing keynote, and for sharing your great thoughts. You have so many takeaways when you listen to Stephen Shapiro. Yep. Certainly one of the top ones in my mind is reframing the question. So many times you're stuck on getting the answer to a question. And the solution is to reframe the question. Don't stay on that question. Reframe it a little bit, and guess what? You'll find a world of new possibilities, new solutions that simply opened up because the question was reframed. Well, as we approach the close, I want to make sure to thank all the great presenters at the Winning Edge Conference and, of course, the participants. But the presenters, again, Jeffrey Hazlett, also an NSA Hall of Famer who opened up the conference, Stephen Shapiro, who closed with a closing keynote, Saul Friedman and Simeon Friedman of Saul Friedman & Company, Alan Fagan, the Executive Vice President at the Orthodox Union, who spoke on leadership, Mike McIntyre, the U.S. Head of Retail Banking for HSBC. It was an honor to have him at the event, as everyone else. Let me continue. Bradley Nash and Solomon Klein, partners at Schlamm, Stone & Dolan. They spoke about litigation and how that applies to business. Michael Langer, the founder and CEO of Gulliver's Gate. That was an amazing presentation. And he really, it's great to hear from someone that really experienced challenges and forged ahead on one of the most innovative projects to enter New York City in the last decade. No question about it. Anyone that's been to Gulliver Gate, the experience speaks for itself. Josh Nass, the MC of the day. Thank you, Josh. To find out more about him, again, he's Josh Nass Public Relations. You just Google that. You'll find out what he can do for your business. Ellie Rowe, the CEO of World Medical Bank, and he's involved in so many companies, and he shared his advice. It was really cool, spending time with him, and the people, again, couldn't have enough of him. Firuz Deneshkari, president and founder of Bowtie Medical. He has a storied career. He really is Dr. Firuz Deneshkari, who's out to as a challenger brand, Bowtie Medical and United Refuah, it's interesting. They also reframed the question as far as what could be done in healthcare. And David Simkowitz, founder and CEO of Simkowitz & Company. That rounds up the presenters. Eliana, any final thoughts on takeaways from the conference this past Monday?
I just think it was really successful.
Yeah, that's very kind of you. Certainly as part of the team, a very special thank you to you and Hody Wachshall and Cirilli Saftlis and Miriam Saftlis and really so many others here at Bottom Line. And, of course, to our partners, Saul Friedman and Company. They were our partners in this event. And really, it's just we're on a high. We're sailing. You could find out more information if you actually go to winningedge2018.com. You'll see the pictures from the event. And there's going to be, God willing, coverage inside the papers covering the event. Very, very special. Well, that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Thank you to Stephen Shapiro and to Eliana Schwartz. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.